Blog Talk Radio.
Warning.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong. I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got. Like something's about to happen, but I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if he is bananas, as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You're just what the doc
wants. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap, box, slap, box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat knock from that rat profit. Made a living in a killing office. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC still as honest. But as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic.
Kill them all.
This flippity, gibbity, hibbity, hip hop. You don't really want to get into a piss and match with the trappity rap pack and the Mac in the back of the yak backpack. Rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty, gag, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that. I'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots and crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic. I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Feel my wrath of attack. Rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad. It's actually disastrously bad. For the whack while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. Rap god. All my people from the front to the back. Nod. Back nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box? Slap box. Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that fun. That fun.
Everybody wants a key and a secret to rap immortality like I have got.
Will it be true for the blueprint? To be raging youthful exuberant. Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Y'all lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin. W-A-Q, hey, dot, Rin, y'all are easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to intake, grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC and induct him into the motherfucking Rakim. Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church in person, a ball of flame. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flames. Off of planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking?
Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy.
Boy, they that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy.
You get a thumbs up pat on the back and a way to go from your label every day looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'm a work for everything I have, never ask nobody for shit, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod.
The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR.
Dale and Hart of the trailer park, the white trash god. Kneel before General Zod, this planet's Krypton.
No, Asgard, Asgard.
So you be Thor, I'll be Odin. Be Rodin, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep throating. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. Me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure some wearing a chicken scratch, I scribble and doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. Do I crunch rhymes? But sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and here it comes trying to censor you like that one line I said on a. Back from the Mathers LP1 when I tried to step, take 7 kids from Columbine, put them all in a line at an AK-47, a revolver and a 9.
See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm
morphing into an immortal coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though.
And I don't know what the fuck that you
rhyme for. You're pointless as Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You like normal for being normal.
And I just brought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot ya. Like when Babbitt has made Ray J mad. The sad said he was like a faggot. They were just passing into a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24/7 special on a cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. It's coming at you with supersonic speed. Summer, lama, doom, lama, you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is sick of singing off of me and it'll glue to you. And devastating, more than ever demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off to be celebrating. Cause I know the way to get it motivated. I make elevating music. You make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous, they can use it.
It's not hip-hop, it's pop. Cause I found a killer way to fuse it with rock, shock rap, with dot. Someone lose your stuff, I'll make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when it occurs to you while I'm ripping any one of these verses. The verses you curtains, I'm inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs, you could sacrifice virgins to,
School flunky, pill junkie. But look at the accolades, these skills brung me. Full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself cause I make me do what I put my mind to. When I'm a million leagues above you, ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue in cheek. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Satan, take the fucking wheel. I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice. Still chunky but funky, but in my head there's something I can feel, tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils, and here's what they want from me.
They're asking me to eliminate some of the women hate, but if you take into consideration the bitter hatred I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But fuck it, life can't and you limit, make lemonade then. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? Don't mistake if it's a fatal mistake if you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation to trip abroad and make a fall on a face. And don't be a retard, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised. What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. Kind of like a little bit of a hangover after the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. If you guys didn't hear our show last night, you can also look for our past episodes not only on Blog Talk Radio, but you also can find our episodes on iTunes. Just look for WFSO Radio Network, and you can find us there. What we talk about is like some of the very good things that happened in the Royal Rumble pay-per-view last night. And it was, as some of y'all would say, it was the best one they did since, I would have to say, since 2013. Because I know y'all hated the past 2 years, and I can understand 2014. I can understand why everybody would hate that. 2015, which is last year, I still can't get my head around why people hated it so much. And, like, they was kind of pushing for Roman Reigns to win it in 2014, but he didn't win it, but as soon as he won it, the fans want to boo him. I don't know. It just seems like the fans can never be happy. It's like it always got to be their way. Like, not everything always got to be their way. It's like it's got to be something that makes the most logic and common sense.
Or with, to quote the authority, what best business.
Right. Ooh, look at that. You carrying them weights. Ooh, that could be eternal. You pumping on some iron. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. We're on live. We're on live radio, so yeah, my mind's in the gutter at the moment. But oh, nobody's gonna change their opinions.
He's gonna find me a turn on.
Oh yeah. When we were off the air last night, was there anything you wanted to add about last night's pay-per-view?
Did I say something that I didn't add on there?
Did you want to add something that you didn't say?
No.
Okay. Overall, I will rate it as a B-plus pay-per-view. I'll just give it like a B-plus pay-per-view. And I guess my reason for it is, hold on, it's going to take me a minute. Let me think. I think it was missing. Normally they had like the whole of, it didn't have that many surprise entrants in there. That's why I gave it a B+. Otherwise it would have been an A or an A-. Of course you did got a couple of surprises in Return of Triple H, but it was just missing just that one. There's just either one or two people that could have been, you know, a surprise entrance in there. So yeah, That's the only thing that probably kind of sucks about that. That didn't have no surprise entrance.
Well, I mean, as much as everybody went crazy when Triple H came out and AJ Styles,
mm-hmm.
I think people were expecting more surprises.
Right. I guess it was just missing, like, the one or two, maybe Hall of Famers or Legends or anything like that. Like, we're going to ask them for, like, a lot of them, like they normally would put, but at least a couple. But from 1 to 10, I'll give it an 8. So, I know there was a lot of stuff going on in the independent circuit all around the world. So if you want to find out all what's going on around the area, Wisconsin, Illinois area, and also what's going on worldwide in the independent circuit, just go to our events page on WrestlingFanSpeakOut.org. Again, it's WrestlingFanSpeakOut.org. So let's talk about Monday Night Raw. It started out with the Authority and Vince McMahon coming out and talk about Roman Reigns, talk about the disrespect, and it's kind of probably the only boring segment of Raw for today. But all the other segments they had, especially with you got R-Truth thinking that Goldust was coming on to him, which was kind of funny. And that little mix segment before, like, The Rock came, because, like, came out of limo and it was like, what? Are you kidding me, The Miz? Like, they wasted their TV time for this, then out of nowhere, came The Rock talking to Rick Ross. Before we get to more with The Rock, there's some idiot on Facebook just saying The Rock got a picture with Mark Henry, or Kalisto got a picture with Mark Henry, which they refer to as Rick Ross. But that joke is so old. It's like when Mark Henry cut his hair, I think it was like a couple of years ago, everybody already said that joke, and that joke is kind of played out. I don't know what people just bring it back for. I don't know, just to get some attention or whatever, but the joke is so old. Exactly. The joke is old. You should have not started that joke when it was already over. Just put it that way. But anyways, you had a moment with the Big Show. But I did like it when he broke that laptop.
Yeah.
He also had a moment with Lana. I don't know why I said Llama. Because he said the Llama penis against the New Day with their unicorn horns. But back to that. He was talking to Lana, and I guess they did something, blah, 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 blah.
They had a naughty moment, let's just put it that way.
Right. Rusev out of nowhere, just looking at him, just like, I guess he was just reminding him, like, when they was in Brooklyn, like, he was making fun of him. And saying, like, oh, y'all getting married. She is flexible. Yeah, that was kind of funny. Came out saying he was mainly just talking about WrestleMania 32. I thought he was going to talk about, like, if he's going to wrestle or something.
I
think he's. I don't know. I know some people are saying it could be contract reasons because of him.
Probably can't mention it right now because he's doing that movie.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I know he was doing it. He mentioned he was on the set with Ballers and just left from there a couple of hours ago. I'm just trying to think, like, is there upcoming movies that he's going to be, that he's probably doing right now, that's probably be set to come out, what, maybe end of this year, next year, or whatever. excuse me. Then you got the New Day coming out. And, of course, I guess as soon as the New Day had came out, I thought, like, oh, God, this is going to be something. And it's just they going back and forth, and the Rock had mentioned Plan B was family. So the Usos came out, and they were all battling out and all that stuff. So from saying that the feud between the Usos and the New Day is far from over. So they probably going to have something going on in Fastlane, so, but only time will tell. Okay, I apologize if I forget about some of the matches. They did have, like, two Divas matches today. No. The Full Monty?
On that My Angel Show?
No, it's just I haven't seen that movie in a while.
Sure,
then. Anyways, it was Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks, a returning Sasha Banks. Charlotte had interfered. The match ended up in a new... Well, I don't know if somebody won. I'll just say right now it was a low contest, but I'll look on that in a bit. They also had another Divas match with Paige and Natalya going against Brie Bella and Alicia Fox. And, of course, Natalya and Alicia Fox have... No, Natalya and Paige won that match. Sorry. And I know they was announcing, like, the update on Nikki Bella that she is due to have... neck surgery this coming Wednesday. But I guess, like, before she was thinking she was just going to rest and take time off and maybe it would have healed by then, but it seems like she really needed surgery. And for what some people say, that this could end her career. Yeah. So, your thoughts about that?
Well, one, I hope that she comes through the surgery okay. If it ends her career, it ends her career. She's had a good career today. I'm sure she wants it to go on a lot longer, but you've got to do what's best for your body, you know? We know that Edge wanted to carry on wrestling. He had no choice. He had to stop. So, sadly, it is what it is. She'll rest up. She's got probably some of the best doctors in the world, so, things will come out how they're supposed to come out.
Yep, agree. Like, Hazel is right for what she's saying. She did have, like, a great career, especially breaking the record of holding the Divas title
right. The
longest.
And even if somebody else comes along and holds it longer than her now, she's still got that record because she'll always be the first Diva to ever hold it for X amount of days. So.
Right. But, let's see. I know we're going to get to the main event later on, and I know there's a few matches that I'm probably missing. So while I look for that, we're going to take a little break, and we will be right back.
Of my head, yeah. And all your little girlfriends too. everybody trying to clown you, but you're too damn old to play high school games with me.
You know that, man. Too damn old.
Yes, you do. Cause even when I'm not around you, I be hearing from my friends you be asking about me.
What's up with him? That's what you be saying.
Fucking
I'm not going to mention Natalya Page defeated Brie Bella, Alicia Fox. Oh, yeah, Kalisto went against The Miz in an on-title match. As Kalisto defeated The Miz. And I think it's the main event, too, was Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose versus the League of Nations, Sheamus and Rusev. This was kind of all-out war, with Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose winning that match. And as they... After the match, both Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns had put Rusev through the announcer's table, kind of what they did to Roman Reigns last night. And Stephanie McMahon came out. I guess they made an announcement for the main event for Fastlane, which was be about less than 4 weeks away. It will be Roman Reigns against Dean Ambrose, so no IC title match for the pay-per-view, against Brock Lesnar, so...
And the winner faces...
Winner faces Triple H at WrestleMania. So, just to say out there, I know some of y'all already predicting that... A lot of people predicting that Roman Reigns will win this.
You mean the Marks are going for Roman Reigns?
And here's why I think the Smarks are going for Roman Reigns, because it seems like the prediction of Brock Lesnar and Bray Wyatt, that's going to happen at WrestleMania. And Dean Ambrose and Triple H, it's a possibility, but just don't rule that out.
Yeah.
But they think he probably will defend his IC title match at WrestleMania, but don't rule that out. Because maybe they can change course, because it's like, right now, Dean Ambrose ain't, like, fueling everybody. He's, like, helping out Roman Reigns with the League of Nations, so just don't rule that out. And, of course, although Roman Reigns versus Triple H at WrestleMania is, like, the most logic sense for what they're trying to do. But I'm just saying, do not rule out Dean Ambrose, because he could possibly win it. It could be like a champion versus champion, title for title, like it was, I think it was WrestleMania 6 or 7 when it was Warrior and Hogan. I think it was WrestleMania 6, but I could be wrong. Because they could do it like that if they want to... Because all it is like trying to sell tickets for WrestleMania, which they probably sold a lot of tickets already, so it's not that, but they trying to get sold out for, like, you know, weeks before. So that will be interesting to see, like, what they're going to do here with this situation. Okay, before we go, what's going on in the area, in Milwaukee area, for independent wrestling? You have MIAW that's going to have their South Milwaukee Rumble, I think it's 1919 12th Avenue in South Milwaukee. And I think that show starts 7:30, if I'm correct. But it's on the events page at WrestlingFanSpeakOut.org, so go check it out. Just check that on page out, and you'll find more information about MIAW and Showtime and all that stuff that's going on this Saturday. Also, for other stuff that's going on around the world, you can check out the website as well. So check it out. And, of course, Lucha Underground will be back this Wednesday, so it will be interesting. And plus, with Matt Hardy, like what happened after he, you know, I guess he went, like, heel turn last week on Impact, so just watch that tomorrow and see, I guess, his more of his reasons or anything like that, or what's going to happen. So, and also, of course, you got SmackDown, blah, 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 blah. But anyways, follow us on Twitter. Also, subscribe to our YouTube page with past videos. Look for us on Facebook and on MySpace. And I think that's pretty much all you can look for. But I know there's a few things we're going to be working out, but we'll get to that later. And we're hoping that sometime, like I said, in a week or two, we will have something to play for you guys. It should be very interesting. And we just hope this tape...
Hurry up and get there.
Yeah, hurry up and get here so we can play what a certain individual has said about another race. We'll just put it that way. But from all of us here, from Hazel, as she is painting, looks like Hello Kitty. This is our trail. And most likely, we'll probably be back on here next week. So, till then, just listen to us next Monday. You guys have a good week. Have a good night. Enjoy your wrestling. And we are out.